Switch Lodge. Oh, I thank you for coming to join me today. I'm glad you're here. You know, that kindness, that encouragement kept me going back. I wanted to be there. I wanted to do this. Those were my liberators. They're the ones that helped free me from myself, my own self-harm, my own negative thinking. Was from those ones. So this freedom road is a good road to free yourself of negativity, to free myself of beating myself up. Because I was good at that. Oh, you're not a good son, you're not a good brother, uncle, indigenous person. You know, I beat myself up. Before I started to do the ceremony and the ritual and sitting down with people in circle, whether it's AA or a sharing circle, a healing circle. Once I started doing that, I connected with other human beings and I found out I'm not alone with my problems. Some of them experienced the same. One of them said to me, you know, there's teachers that taught me. And he says, you cannot say goodbye to your problems until you say hello to them. That was a big teaching to me. That's part of acknowledging or confessing to people I have a problem and I want to fix it. So I started to say hello to my problems and I could say goodbye to them. There are still problems I'm saying hello to. And some of them don't seem to want to go away. So that means I must have other approaches. I must find another way not to give up. So to maintain myself, to keep on this road, because the problems are still there. We still have suicide, dropouts from education system, lots of people with diabetes. I shouldn't say lots. We have many with diabetes, different health problems, poverty, all of those things. So to maintain myself, I needed to have a self-care wellness plan to take care of myself. A maintenance plan. Just like when I have a car and I change the oil and I rotate the tires, I do all of that stuff, that car is going to last. It's going to bring me places. I've learned to maintain my vehicle. I had to learn to maintain myself, to do maintenance on Jerry. And I start with diet, you know, cut down junk food. I used to be a junk food junkie, you know, potato chips, pop, hamburger, greasy food, you know, the greasier the better. It became like a comfort food for me. But I became what I ate. You know, I became overweight, out of shape, didn't have the strength. So I had to start to change my diet, cut down sugar and salt. It was a gradual thing. I still enjoy some junk food every once in a while. But I made a commitment. I want to take care of this body. And I'm going to have less problems. And sure enough, that's true. And also for my mental health, when I started to exercise, my principal exercise was running. Because I quit the team sports because there was still, you know, in res team sports when I was doing fastball and soccer and things, there was still a lot of drinking with it. So I said, I can't go there. I don't want to go there. So I stopped doing that. So I started to do running. I'd run every day when I really made that commitment to running. And the way I done it was I'd go to 10K runs, half marathons, and eventually marathons. And to do those long runs, I had to train consistently. It means run consistently. And I was doing that. And it was such a help for my mental health to sweat, breathe deep, you know, and I'd run at different speeds and training, you know, I'd run fast as I could for two light pole lengths, you know, in the city. And I'd just jog for another till the next pole, power pole, and then I'd run fast as I can again. So I was alternating my running. And of course I would sweat, and I'd be doing deep breathing, but I'd feel so good after. I had accomplished something, and I feel strong, I feel good. So I exercise, and I started, of course, stretching and warm-up, cool-downs. The other part of the exercise that really helped me was going on canoe journeys. We'd paddle 8-10 hours a day. We'd leave with the tide, you know, because don't want to paddle against the tide. So sometimes we'd leave at 4 or 5 in the morning. I just loved that exercise of paddling all day long. Once I got conditioned to it, I'd start training before the canoe journey by running and developing my shoulders and my arms so I can paddle all day. Such a wonderful feeling to be in a canoe with 10 or 11 other people and paddling together all day long, singing songs, you know, sharing food. Became part of my wellness. Another part is my mental health journey to be healthy mentally was social activity by going to powwows, going to potlatches, chanting, sharing circles, you know, doing those activities. Celebrations, celebrating somebody getting a name. Celebrating with people, feeling good. So that's my wellness maintenance plan, was to be with people in positive circles, to do cultural activities, ceremonies, rituals. I just love playing stick game or hand game, going to powwows, going to gatherings that were traditional. Exercising, watching my diet, reading positive books, listening to positive people. That's my maintenance plan. That's my self-care. That's my wellness plan. Wellness means an active pursuit for help for your mind, your body, and your spirit. This podcast is about mental health, so maintenance for my mind, to keep my mind strong, comes from the exercise and the ceremony. That's what keeps my mind strong. So now that I've been on this road, I think of the benefits and the gifts for my commitment to live this way, because it's a way of life. It's all year long. It's not an exercise program. It's not a program. It's a way of life. I sweat once a week, sometimes twice a week. Usually every year I'll do a 4-day sweat, so I'll do it 4 days in a row. But always consistently, I'm doing it once a week. Saturday or Sunday, I'm cutting wood, I'm covering my lodge. I'm getting ready for a ceremony to look at myself, to cleanse myself, to become stronger. That's what that sweat does for me. Helps my muscles. I get aches and pains. I'm starting to get arthritis. But when I go in there and I blow on my knees and my elbows, I can feel it helping me. The wonderful maintenance to do a cultural ceremony. I sing in there, even though I'm by myself in there. I'm singing songs, or I'm starting to compose songs now. And this starts in the sweat, being in that darkness and that heat with that medicine. I'll start composing music. It's such a treasure. It's such a gift. I thank those knowledge keepers that kept this alive, because it was outlawed in this country. Our ceremonies were outlawed. They were forbidden. It's against the law to do it. But our knowledge keepers refused to let it go, and I celebrate that, and I thank them today to help me with my life. So the benefits are, you know, I sleep good. I still get troubled sometimes and toss and turn, but that's very rare. And I lay down and I start counting my breathing. Take a deep breath in. I'll breathe out. I'll say 1, 2, 3. It's just like, remember when you used to go to the dentist or the doctor and they put you to sleep and they say count backwards from 100, you know? Well, I do that counting forward. And I can't remember what number I go to sleep at. But I count. And it calms my mind down. So I say, okay, I want to wake up at 5. I don't use an alarm clock. I say, I want to wake up early, so I'm going to go to sleep, and I count, and I'd fall asleep. And sure enough, sometimes right at 5 or before 5, I wake up. That's the benefit of having a strong mind, because that's what literally mental health is when we don't have a strong mind. I got in trouble. My mind was weak. I became a quitter. I turned to drugs and alcohol. Another benefit besides good sleep is I started to feel the beauty in the world and the music and the trees and the mountains and the rivers and the lakes, art, indigenous art, other art forms. I started to feel that beauty. Not only see it and hear it, but feel it. It's such a powerful feeling to feel beauty of nature, of other human beings. It strengthens me. Just those benefits by itself is good. And I'm sure also, like some of the knowledge keepers would say, when you do this way of life, it'll extend your life. And I'm starting to see that now. I'm 74. I was wondering at one time if I didn't exercise, didn't watch my diet, didn't do ceremonies, maybe I'd be a sickly person now. Probably that's true. So it's a prevention too. So that awareness to be able to taste the food, see the beauty, hear and feel the beauty from the sound, from the music, from laughter, from children. You know, and feel those hugs when people give you a hug or shake your hand, that acknowledgement, that confession that I'm so glad to see you. I'm so glad you're part of my life. You know, that's a benefit from having good mental health. You have a purposeful, meaningful life. Some of the knowledge keepers I hear their words, I hear the echo today. Stand up and be counted. This one man from the United States, I heard him say that. Stand up and be counted. Be somebody, be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And I hear another knowledge keeper say, garbage in, garbage out. Free yourself. Don't keep that garbage in you. You become garbage if you don't free yourself of that garbage. And garbage, of course, is negative thoughts and actions that are aimed at you. Don't keep it. out it goes. Get rid of it. Free yourself. So I have a purpose today, and it's to help where I can other human beings and Mother Earth. Recycle, respect Mother Earth every day. It's part of my purpose. And to stand up and to be counted and to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. That's my purpose today. And it's a good, I feel good with that. My life has meaning. There's a reason I'm here. I'm part of the solution. That's my perspective on life. That's my worldview. I'm here to help. I'm here to be here to be part of it in a positive way. To give when I can. To appreciate what's given to me. Not to take things for granted, people for granted. Not to take anything for granted. But to have that attitude of gratitude. I'm thankful for what I have. I celebrate what I have today. So that's what this mental health, when I say free, so heals it. I'm talking about free him of negativity. Don't let Sahilthit be negative. Free him, liberate him from negativity. That's all I ask. Don't let me be negative. You know, and I think of, when I talk about knowledge keepers, my grandmother was a big one, my mother's side. I didn't know my dad's mother. She left before I come to. But my grandmother, Squisha Kul Kulut. Kul means like it's a description of spoiled meat or spoiled fish, and if you eat it, it'll kill you. Kul. Bad. Toxic. She's saying, don't you use words that are toxic or bad when you're speaking to people. It'll make them want to attack you, or even me, son, they might come after me. So you don't use bad words. Don't swear at people. So I say good words. I'm careful and sincere with my words. Do I make mistakes? Yes. But when I do, I'm very sorry, you know, that I hurt your feelings because I spoke to you in a certain way. I wasn't being careful or sincere. When I make those mistakes, I feel it and I feel terrible and I want to make up. I want to apologize. I want to make up for doing that. Then the other thing, she says, don't walk around like you're better than other people. You're not, son. You're good. You're a good boy, you know, you're a good son. But don't act like you're better than others. She'd say to me, and I'm walking around thinking I'm better than others. As soon as she'd say, I'd stop in my tracks, and I'd look at myself, and I'd say, oh, I have to change. That's the impact my granny had on me. You know, and that's a good teaching. People don't want to be around you if you think you're better than them, if you're thinking you're better than other people. When I lost my will to live, my life became hateful to me. That's when I needed the healing. And I'm grateful today, and I thank the healers and the knowledge keepers. Because of them, I'm here today. So I'd like to close this podcast by thanking them for being so generous with me with their teachings and their ceremonies and their rituals and their role modeling of how to be a good man, a good person. I want to thank them. And I want to be like them today. And I work at it every day. So I'd like to encourage you to take this way of life on. It's an indigenous way to be generous, to be respectful, to take care of your mind. Don't let it become negative. So you have a good summer. Summer's coming, and us, we're still in spring. But you have a good spring and good summer. Take care of yourself. Look at yourself. Make a decision. Remember the four C's of change. They're requirements for you to change, to liberate yourself, to free yourself. You know, and I had to do this to come to where I am today. You know, to be free. To believe in myself. To believe in the people. And that was a commitment, to make commitments, to keep my commitments, to be brave and let people know when I'm in trouble and when I need help, to work with people, to collaborate with people, to work with them, to do it together. We can do what I cannot do. And to be consistent every day. When I'm at home, I burn medicine. I've been in a hotel now for a couple of days and I can't burn medicine in there, which is not an excuse. I can burn it outside, you know, but I didn't bring any, so I miss that. I was thinking about that this morning. I said, oh, I wish I had my smudge bowl, my medicines, because it keeps me. It frees me. It frees the heals it. Liberates the heals it, strengthens the heals it, that medicine. So hopefully something good for you comes out of this podcast about maintenance, about healing for the mind. Because I worry about, you know, I hear people hurting each other and hurting each other. And I think, I do believe it's a mental health issue. So that's why I even do this podcast, so people can learn how to free themselves, how to be themselves. I learned to be Jerry, not to be anybody else, but just to be Jerry or Sahilthit. That's the goal, that's the mission for me, to be myself, to be free. So I just want to wish you good luck on your liberating yourself. Remember, there are people that will help you free yourself. People have helped me. Thank you.
If you're a Canadian Indigenous student considering many life choices about your future, Inspire can help. If you need ideas about possible education or career path options specifically for First Nations, Métis, and Inuit folks like you, join Inspire's mentorship program, Rivers to Success. It's free to register, and you'll get plenty of up-to-the-minute information about university, college, and vocational trade schools. Most importantly, again, it's free. It's free, it's free, it's free. It's online, and we have monthly events with prizes. Discover the many potential job and study opportunities that are waiting for you across Turtle Island. Register online now at rivers2success.ca. Again, that's rivers2success.ca.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
I'm feel alright. You could swear it's not just in your head. You wish you were dead, but you're alright.
Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.